Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
M-O-N-E-Y.
I'll be on my grind.
I work hard.
Make it through for two steps. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for nice, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Out there right now in Dollhouse Radio Land. I am your host, Miss Sammy Brooks, and my sexy girl that you hear in the background. Did you hear that voice? I just heard it. That is my girl, Sage Montana.
What's up, Zippo?
How are you, lovely? How are
I'm
you
good,
doing?
How are you?
I am fan-fucking-tabulous.
Good.
Absolutely amazingly fabuloso. How's your week been so far?
Pretty good. Busy, busy.
Yeah? What you been doing?
Yeah.
Who have you been doing?
Getting some new girls, like always. You know I'm always on the hunt for new kittens.
I know. I love that the butterfly hunt is always searching new kittens. Love that. Love it. It's amazing. The butterfly hunt, it's like the most amazing hunt ever. Seriously, it is. You always have the yummiest little kittens that are ready to come and fly on the butterfly. What did you call it? Butterfly Airlines.
Oh,
my gosh.
Snort. World famous snort.
Right? And tonight, so all of you listening right now, And if you're not listening, I'm going to kick your ass. And if you are, then I'm just going to kiss you. And me and Sage will both love you with our bodacious tatas. Even though hers are way bigger. Way bigger than mine. I still love her. Oh, my gosh. So, here's Delio. We have the most amazing, another amazing cam model coming on the show here in a little while. And her name is Daisy Dexon. And she's a yummy cam model that's not only on StreamMate, but also on My3Cam. And she is the cutest, sweetest thing you will ever meet. But I will say to all of you, the girl is not innocent. She is a naughty chica. She is. Because when I was writing up the show link this morning, I was thinking, this girl is so naughty. Like, she's like us, but she's so innocent. Like, when you look at her and listen to her voice, you think that she's going to be this really little, you know, country girl that's just going to sit back and be, you know, a little submissive. Oh, no, y'all are wrong. Girl is going to eat you alive.
Her voice is so sensual, and she's so tiny and petite, and then...
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, that little tiny petiteness turns away, and she's like a freaking piranha and comes in and devours your ass. So she's going to be coming on here in a little bit. But before we get to our sexy girl and the rest of our yummy webcam talk, let me let our sexy Angela do the dollhouse announcement. All right, Sage, so I'm going to let Angela do her thing, and we'll be right back, sexy mama. Angela, take it away, darling. Uh-oh, what did I just do? Shit, damn, donkey ball.
Uh-oh.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats, airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
And now, back to our program. Thank you, Angela. You're so yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy.
Yummy. Oh, my gosh.
I swear her voice gets sexier every week.
Right? Did that not just sound sexier than last week?
Yes. Like,
I think it did, too. Like, I really do. Angela, that's it. Me and Sage are coming for you. We're going to devour you.
On cam.
In our We're going to put you on cam, Angela. You can put a mask on and we'll...
There we go.
She's probably listening saying, really, 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 girls, come on now. Don't
yeah.
do that to me.
She's
right
like,
now.
Yeah, right.
Actually, she might go for it if we put a mask on her. She might let us do it. Angela, it's on
it.
Like Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I do have to give a yummy shout-out to the Adult Webcam Awards. Did you see this whole Twitter buzz with the webcam awards that's going on right now, Sage?
Yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah. Okay, so any webcam models out there that want to, like, get their fans to vote for them, all they have to go to is adultwebcamawards.com if you want to be in the running for the 2015 Webcam Awards. So I'm nominated for the MILF Award, of course, because, you know, I'm a MILF. Yeah. And Sage would definitely be in the running for the big fucking titty award. So everybody go and you follow at Adult Cam Awards on Twitter. And if you want to go vote for Sammy Brooks MILF, you know, MILF Award or Sage Montana for Big Old Titty Award, go to Adult Web. If you don't, I'm going to kick your guys' asses. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You have to go vote for us. Oh, my God. So just so y'all, you know, just go. Again, once I'm going to say, it's adultwebcamawards.com. So
nice.
We will definitely get back into that later on tonight. But like I said, we have a yummy, yummy, sexy, long-legged. This girl has the longest legs that are most absolutely gorgeous that could wrap around. You know what? I think that Daisy could actually wrap her legs around you and I because she's so cute and tiny. Like,
yeah,
she could wrap her legs around both of our necks and we could just have amazing threesome together.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Right?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. We'd have to put her in the middle of us because our tits are so big that we would smother her.
Yes.
And so it would be like a total titty cookie moment.
Oh, yeah. A cookie moment. We're going to be eating cookies.
We're going to totally titter. We're going to totally titty the cookie.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lanta. We're going to do titty cookie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness. Oh, where is this girl? We need her.
I know. She'll be calling in here in a few minutes. Hopefully she's going to, like, be connected. I'm waiting for her. All right, Daisy, if you're listening, go ahead and call in there, sister. And make sure you press 1, Daisy, if you're listening. You have to press 1 to be connected. And anybody else out there that's listening and would like to call in and talk to us, all you have to do is call into 646-595-4038 and make sure you press 1 or you won't be connected. So on another note, I was going to talk to you about, which I was experiencing this last night when I was on cam. I had major haters in my room, which I love. To all you haters out there listening, I love you. Please keep coming back in because I don't block you. I don't give you the time of day at all. I just, like, ignore it. To me, it's really fun because they get so pissed off when I don't pay attention to them.
Oh, yeah.
They do. And so... Go ahead.
It's crazy how many of them will sit in your room for so long and complain and talk shit to you. And then it's like, well, geez, if that's how you feel, why are you in here?
Right?
Who's the real dummy here? Like, you have an option to leave the room.
Right.
Crazy guys or girls, whoever you are.
Oh, my gosh, totally. And one of the things, like, this is what I always tell guys and girls. Well, it's 99.9% of the time, it's freaking girls that are other webcam models that are coming into our chat room. And like last night, I was like, really? I'm like, why are you wasting your time in my chat room? Go and make some money on your own. I'm like, that's what the girls need to realize. Oh, guess what? Okay, wait, here she is. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some Sammy in it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guess what? Okay, everybody. So, sexy, yummy, blonde bombshell that I've been talking about is here to grace us with her presence. And like I said, you guys might think she's sweet and innocent, but she is so damn naughty. Miss Daisy, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
See? Okay, wait a second. Everybody, you hear Daisy's voice. Daisy Destin is in the house, and she sounds innocent. She's so not. She's a naughty person.
Don't tell them that. Let them find out.
They already know. They already know. You are naughty, naughty, darling. How are you?
Wow, this is cool. Thanks for having me here.
No, we love having you here. How have you been doing, sexy?
I've been great. Great. Cabin fever.
Uh-oh. Why do you have cabin fever?
Because it's snowing like crazy here in Canada.
Is it really still?
It is. It's crazy cold. I just can't wait till the summertime.
Oh, that's stupid. You need to come down to San Diego.
I agree, I do. I'll be on my way.
Yeah, you do. Seriously, you need
bumper
to just
party at
San Diego. Seriously, we'll have a Sammy stage and Daisy party. We'll like just get all warm and cozy, and our titties will keep you totally warm, Daisy.
Yes,
that sounds like heaven. I'm in.
Oh my gosh. Okay, darling, so I have a couple questions for you. How long have you been enjoying your webcam journey?
I've been camming for 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
4 years, nice. And it feels like months. Time flies when you're having fun.
You know what? You were so right. And when me and Sage didn't, Sage, didn't you and I run into her the same time at Vegas that 1 year?
Yes, we did.
I remember that.
We ran.
Yeah.
Yes, and we took pictures with you. And you were so damn cute and sweet. And
Thank you.
It's just so cute and awesome because you are totally the same way off cam as you are on cam, which is something that all girls and guys need to know. When you're webcamming, don't be fake. Just be yourself. Would you say that, Daisy? Like, be yourself when you're on cam and doing your thing.
See, the funny part is, before I get on cam, I'm always, like, telling myself, okay, get into total sexy mode. Don't be crazy and silly. And then I end up, like, slowly getting out of that mode and getting too comfortable and kind of become myself, but it's not a bad thing, I guess, but it's still, I'm always like, okay, gotta be more sexy, less silly.
No, you don't.
But the guys like
that's
the silly, so it works out.
Yeah, I think
exactly.
Your silliness is sexy.
Seriously, your silliness is sexy, and you're so, like, you are just the girl next door. You know what I mean? Right, Sage? Isn't she just like cute, yummy? Yeah, it's like you just want to like eat her up. Like, usually if I don't like somebody, I say I want to chew them up and spit them out. But with Daisy, it's like, no, I just want to eat her up and just want to become the best friend.
How sweet.
Oh, my
goodness. Please have your snack.
Oh, you could totally become my yummy snack. That was good.
Yes. With their minds in the gutter, oh yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
boy. Who, ours? Mine and Sage's?
Oh, everybody. All three of us. Probably all the listeners, too.
Oh, my gosh. And everybody out there listening, please call in to talk with us sexy girls. And we have the yummy, yummy Daisy Destin on the line right now. And call us in at 646-595-4038. Remember, you have to press 1 or you won't be connected into us. You'll be stuck in Dollhouse Radio Land. So, Daisy, since this is a show that's about webcamming, what is the yummy advice that you could give to other cam models out there, seeing as how you've been doing this for 4 years? And I know you work on a couple sites, which we'll get to here in a little bit. But what is the one advice, really good, true advice, that you could give to upcoming webcam models?
I would honestly have to say, be happy, enjoy your time while you're on cam, because somehow guys can sense if you're not enjoying it, and you got to have thick skin to do this. You get so many trolls, you get so many haters, but you got to have thick skin. And that's basically it. Have fun and have thick skin. I mean, I could go in details and this and that, but that's it all comes down to those two things, I think, personally.
Definitely. Oh, my gosh. What do you think,
Sage? I agree.
Right?
I agree, sir.
I do, too.
You do have to have some thick skin, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Because I will
but
tell
like,
you.
But, like, the fans and the guys, they make up for all the trolls and haters. They're pretty much nothing.
Like,
they matter to me less than the dirt on my shoe at this point. Like, when I first started, it kind of got to me, but now it's just like, thank you. I was beginning to think nobody noticed me. Thank you, haters.
Oh, my God, you're so stinking cute. You are definitely totally cute. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so... in my mouth. So you are, you know, you've got this whole country girl thing going on. Is that your true, like, roots? Are you a country girl at heart, darling?
I really am. I live on a farm. I used to run a small personal goat farming operation. But I no longer do that because camming. I just kind of progressed into camming, and it definitely pays the bills better.
Wait a second. You had a goat farming farm.
I did.
What did you do on the goat farming farm?
Well, I had pygmies for meat and Nigerian dwarf goats for dairy, and I made some dynamite goat cheese, kind of sold it to the locals. Like, I'm in a small town, right?
Oh, really?
Everybody knows everybody, so it's like you get your vegetables from this person, you get your goat cheese from this person. It's like we're a community.
Gosh. Wow.
Like, you are
truly
a small town, like... entrepreneur, like you, holy biscuits, Batman. Okay, wait a second. Now,
see, any fans that think cam girls that there's nothing more to a cam girl than just the naughty side, but that's really awesome that there's so much more to her than just that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But
no,
basically
the
barn was so old I couldn't really continue it. It just wasn't safe for livestock, and it just happened to be perfect timing that I found camming, and it just all kind of came together, and here I am. Small town girl with big city dreams.
Right. But how did you actually, I know, I love that. How did you actually decide to do the webcamming? Like, did somebody plant that seed into your brain? Did you?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Okay. How did
funny
it tell
story,
me the story,
actually.
Sister? I want to hear
it. So somebody I knew worked at a restaurant, and they worked with this dishwasher. He was like an 18-year-old little gay kid. And basically one day he just up and quit. And the manager's like, what the hell? You're the highest paid dishwasher. I pay you so much. Why the hell would you quit? And he goes, well, because now I jack off for guys on the internet and make $70 an hour. See ya. And I was like, no fucking way. That is way too good to be true. I've got to try this. So I tried it and still doing it.
Wow.
So I was like, gay guy can stroke off for a bunch of guys and make money. I got to try it. And it happened to be insanely fun, and it's like finally what I like to do. So just worked out really well. It's meant to happen, I guess.
Oh my gosh. So everybody out there listening, you can go from goat farming to webcam and be doing better and making great money. But did you keep any of your little babas around? Do you have any little
Not lambs? Anymore. The herd just kind of got smaller and smaller and smaller. Till the last two, this guy kind of came, hog-tied them both, threw them in the trunk, and that was it.
Oh, my Lanta, she said a guy taking
Not the
hog-tied.
Best goodbye for them, but they were meat goats.
The man taking the goats. I wonder what happened after that.
It kind of sounds like a porno.
Oh my god.
I'm, hey, either a porn or a freaking cam show. Just saying. The man takes the goats.
Oh man, no comment.
We don't want to know his name, and we don't want to know where the goats went.
Pretty much. Just leave it at that. They're in a happy place.
They are. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, we get to some yummy, funny stuff here on Dollhouse Radio. That's for damn sure. Or that's for goat sure. You know what? I might have to start saying for holy freaking goats, Batman.
Right. It'll put a whole new meaning to it.
Right.
Oh, boy. Yes, it will. So, I do want to ask you, Daisy, darling, what is the most interesting thing that you've been asked to do during a webcam show?
That I've been asked? Interesting,
yeah,
as in, like, what I enjoyed,
yeah,
or really out of the ordinary, creepy?
Just
or?
Out of the ordinary, we want to hear the most crazy thing that one of your, well, I call them monsters, one of your fans or customers has asked you to do during your webcam show.
Oh, jeez. that's a tricky one. Because it's usually,
okay, well,
believe it or not, they're usually the ones doing the weird thing on cam to cam. Because I'm usually like,
right,
no, I don't do that. And then they don't take me private. Like, they usually ask ahead of time if it's something really weird. But, oh, there's got to be something. There's got to be something.
I bet there is.
Okay, you
think about that. Sage, do you have any yummy questions for a sexy little Daisy here? Daisy
I'm
with
over
legs
here checking
all
out.
Day.
I know. I'm over here checking out all these sexy pictures of her on her farm.
I know, she's so fucking
these,
cute.
Who takes these pictures
Seriously.
For you?
Aw, thank you.
With her little lettuce in the kitchen, that's cute.
Yeah. I love the trailer
love
pic on her Twitter, like the background.
Yes.
That little picture with the little trailer is so damn cute. Like, I just want to put that in a frame and hang it on my office wall, because she, seriously, Daisy,
you're
you know
cute.
I'm, no, you know I'm a country girl, and you're a country girl. I'm just more outspoken than you are, and I just love you. You're so stinking sweet, and I just want to, like, put
aww
you up here in my office in the corner and just look at you every day and say, oh, my
That's so sweet.
Aww. And then when the cam comes feelings off, the mutual. Naughtiness. Oh, my Lanta. So freaking yummy.
And as for the question you asked earlier, all I can think of is just one time the guy asked me about a birthing fetish, but he wanted me to put a beach ball inside, blow it up, and pop it out. I was like, no way I'm doing that. Like, how can I even blow it up? Like, I need another person to do that. That was a weird one. That was recent, so I remember. Just asking to put weird things in my pussy and ass.
That is not
why guys like weird shit in the pussy, but they ask
for. If any camera out there has done that, I'm willing to pay to watch, because how
I know, right?
Is
pretty much.
That definitely needs to be recorded. Oh,
but
wow.
Yeah, other than that, it's usually the guy cam to cam doing whatever gets his rocks off.
I'm like crying here. I think my lashes are going to fall off.
Oh my God. Would you like to know what he did? My most memorable one? Would you like to know? It's not asking me to do anything, kind of avoids the question, but I can't get this out of my head. The guy took a full-size long friggin' Twizzler, and guess where he stuck it?
His name is Sean.
He stuck it in his pee hole all the way down and started whacking off with it in there.
Yes.
I didn't even think that was possible. And there was
Cheese Man.
He asks to put pieces of processed cheese on your body and just lay there. I'm not sure how that's sexual at all, but hey, I don't judge.
So he put
you guys are like, no comment. I didn't expect that.
Wait a second.
I have that guy too.
Second. Go back.
Did you
go
really?
Back, girls. Girls.
Yeah.
Girls.
He does. And he does he'll do Twizzlers or a Q-tip.
Oh, shit, I never saw the Q-tip. I got the full Twizzler experience. But
yes.
Not the Q-tip.
And he actually will come
Q-tip.
From it. So crazy.
But how does...
Wow.
Like, the cum part is blocked. How the fuck do you come? Does, like, the Q-tip go shooting out? Like,
and he, like, goes to pull it out, and then he just nuts everywhere. Yes, I have him.
Oh,
his name is Sean. He's actually a pretty cool dude. You know, that's his thing, but...
Oh, my God.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, it's just I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, me either.
My God.
I mean, I don't know any guys that do that in their spare time.
No, right? Definitely not.
I have not seen the Twizzler, but I've seen the Q-tips, and I've seen a couple things that I'm actually not going to say because they are very painful looking. But they're
I
wilder.
Think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Everyone's no
cringing listening.
All right. All you guys out there that like to put things in your pee hole, hey, kudos to you that like to do that on webcam. But wowzers. I've seen some things go in tiny holes that I didn't think they would ever fit. Like, crazy things. Like, I'll just say, I won't take it out there, like, craziness, but I'll say they had bristles on them, so.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just like, wait, that's a tiny hole, and you're putting that where? No. You don't want to put that in there. That's going to hurt. And then they come from it. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
You just did that?
Don't you ever wonder, like, what made them think to try that in the first place?
Yeah, really.
Like
did they see it somewhere? Did it come to them in a dream?
Yeah, like, what?
But then again,
you
think
smoking?
About, like, yeah, really. Like, non-sexually, if you think about it, an egg comes from a chicken. Who the hell is going to be like, oh, it came out of its ass, let's eat it? You know what I mean? It's like that. People just come up with crazy shit and they do it. Or even cow milk. Like, let's pull on the udder and drink the stuff that's meant for a baby cow.
Squirting everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hey, you just said squirting. That's almost like, you know, a guy puts his face on a woman's vagina while she's squirting. Oh, let me just drink that. Oh, that's yummy and hot. Like, who thinks of that?
Okay, well, that might not be the best example then. Relate it sexually, it can be done.
But, like, seriously, who thinks of that? When, like, whoever, like, figured out the first woman that ever squirted, the first woman, like, we need to research this and find out who she is. Like, really, seriously. Of course we know the first, you know, a man that squirts, okay, he comes out of his cock, yada, 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 all men come. But when it comes to a woman actually squirting, like, we need to find out the first one. Okay, we are on a mission, girls. We are on a mission to find out the first woman ever.
We need to find that out.
Let's find out the squirter nation. Oh, my Lanta, I love it. Because really, when you think about it, who ever thought of a guy, like, down on a woman, and all of a sudden, this yumminess comes out? Well, of course, you wouldn't know it's yumminess at the time. For the first time ever, could you imagine? Like, this could have been back in the freaking 20s, for all we know, this might have happened. And this poor man probably was thinking, holy freaking crap, you just pissed on my face, sister.
Yeah. Or she's a witch. Burn her.
Right?
She squirts.
Oh, my Atlanta. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Sage, we're totally doing a squirters. We're doing a squirters.
Absolutely.
Oh, that'll be so much fun. Oh, my gosh. So then, Sexy Daisy, what are the turn-offs for you when it comes to your webcam? Like,
turn-offs?
What are the things that, turn-offs, turn-ons, like, what do you love? When a guy or a girl comes into your cam show, what is it that you love the most? Or if you say, you know what, oh, no, I'm not into that.
Well, I love, obviously, people who usually start with a hello instead of begging to see ass. That's usually a turn-off when they don't say hi or anything. They just, like, beg. That usually they get you kicked out, smart-ass remark, or banned. Depends how I feel that day. But if you're nice and, you know, you're fun with a sense of humor, open-minded, then basically it's the people that come in my room that make camming great.
Nice.
It's like a
nice.
It's good company, right? You can have bad company, you have good company, and most of the time it's just a lot of fun. It's like a room full of a whole bunch of friends that you've never even met.
Oh. Right? Seriously. Oh my gosh, we get that. Definitely a room full of friends we've never met.
And then it never fails for some reason. Like, we'll get into a completely non-sexual, deep, fun conversation. And there'll always be that one guy that'll be like, oh, I'm stroking for you. I'm so hard. I'm going to come. And then he'll just go completely off topic about stroking his cock while we're all talking about something completely irrelevant. And it never fails. It happens every time. The horny guy that doesn't want to get into the conversation with the rest. Wants to talk about his dick. That's a bit of a turnoff. I understand it's a campsite and all, and that's why guys are there, but fuck, like, get into the conversation and tell me about your cock. Or,
right?
You know, take me private. Private is the best solution.
Do you have more girl shows coming up?
I do in April.
Ooh. Are you going to be working with in April?
Gemma Valentine.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's a hottie from Canada, and
I'm
very excited to work with her. Sorry?
I haven't seen her yet.
she's not very often on StreamMate. She does, like, a lot more porn than camming, but she cams on MFC as well.
Okay. And so then she's obviously on Twitter, too.
Yep. She's got Twitter.
Well, send me, okay, send me that info, and then out and make sure that you send me the info on your guys' show date, and we will definitely tweet that out there.
Yeah.
On.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I will do that.
Yeah, for sure. So you have that upcoming show with Gemma Valentine, and then any... So do you only do girl-girl shows, or do you do any, you know, vagina-cock shows, or just vagina-vagina? Do you only
when it comes
to vagina?
Cam shows. I don't really do boy girl on cam. I do videos for my site and all, but it's mostly solo or girl girl.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So then, if I just accidentally book a flight to Canada and come up there, you're okay with a vagina show?
Absolutely, absolutely. I encourage it. I think you should come up, both of you.
The tall, freaking busty brunette, and then Sage, which is the major busty brunette. She's freaking, like, ginormously busty. Jeez.
I know, right? You guys both have huge knockers. I'd like to be in the middle of them.
No. I don't have knockers. No. No, I have nipples compared to Sage's knockers. Like, I have no knockers. My girl, I love her to death. That bitch has got some big-ass goddamn titties.
I agree, she does.
Her titties are huge. Hola. Hello. Those things are like, I was trying to explain them, and they're like, you would have to take a basketball and put two basketballs on her chest, Ola. And that would be her fucking nipple. Seriously.
I just got bigger boobs Sage so that way I could play with more people. Like, the bigger the boobs, the more people will play with me.
That's true.
Have
more
for everybody.
On them.
Yeah.
True, more for everybody.
Exactly.
Oh, and let's not forget about that fabulous ass that she has. That she can freaking bounce in my goddamn face with those gosh darn butterflies.
I know. It's her trademark.
Right,
it's like her
seriously.
Niche.
Yes.
Seriously. Her wings, her butterfly wings are her freaking, like, thing. She's got the butterfly wings going on.
Well, oh, yes.
Definitely
oh,
sexy.
My God.
Thank ya.
So, Miss Daisy, out of all the cam models, besides me and Sage, who is the one cam model or star that you would actually love to enjoy some yummy time with during one of your cam shows?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. There honestly is, like, a number of them. I can't pick just one. I cannot pick
okay,
just one.
Okay, well, just throw a name out.
I really, really like Amber Lily. I think she's so funny. Like, this is going to sound silly, but whenever I have a shitty night and she's on, like, I'll just watch her and she'll just make me fucking happy and laugh. I love that
girl.
Oh, my
God, we love her.
Yes.
We love her. Awesome. We had her on the show a couple weeks ago. And she is absolutely amazing. We love you.
For
I
sure.
just
want to
hang
going
out
to
with
time.
Her and just have a fun ass get drunk with her.
For sure.
Right?
I know I'd love to be drunk with her.
I would love for all of us to dress up in little Star Wars outfits with
yes.
Amber Lily. I would totally do Princess Leia because I did that when I was in like the fifth grade.
Oh my God.
I'd be
nice.
A really I'd be a really tall Princess Leia or Princess Lay Lily. you know, I mean, that would be freaking amazing fun. We could all dress up in, like, these crazy... Hey, I would even dress up like Chewbacca.
Dad, I might pay to speak.
I can't do the Chewbacca call. Right? I can't do the Chewbacca call, but I would try.
That was my try.
Oh my gosh, that was freaking hilarious. That was good. That was good. That was like a yummy, like, Oh, my Lanta. Okay. So, now that we know that Daisy Destin's webcam crush of the day, today, is Amber Lily. Amber Lily, if you're listening, you should totally chime in and come and talk to us and give us your, I would call it a Furby call, but, you know, it would most likely be a Chewbacca call. Sage totally gets the Furby call.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We got stories on that later, too. but, Miss Daisy, I want you to give me all your yummy shout-outs that you have for your Twitter, for your webcam feed, where everybody can find you. Go ahead, sister. Give it to us.
Well, you can find me, first of all, on Twitter, same name, at Daisy Destin. I also have a personal website, daisydestin.com. The websites you can find me on are My Cam Cutie, StreamMate, and My Free Cams. That's probably the best way to find me.
Yes. What? The best way to find her on StreamMate is daisydestin@cammodels.com if you want to be connected directly to her page. And then if you want to find her on her free cams page, it's www.myfreecams.com/#DaisyDestin, and you go right to her page. And if she's not online, of course you get to go see, you know, all these other sexy chicas, but I don't recommend that. You need to watch Daisy Destin. Wait, am I selling a car or am I selling vagina? Wait, hold on. Let me sell vagina for the day. Oh, my gosh. You are absolutely amazing there, sexy blonde. And I would love the three of us in Vegas. Are you going to be going to the AVNs next January?
I'm planning on it, yep.
Are you? Yay!
Yeah, I try to make it every year.
Yeah, I'm going. And you know Sage is going to be there because she lives there. So she ain't going to
Yes.
We'll have to, Sammy, make sure that we go around and get good pictures with everybody that we have on the show.
Oh, definitely. And I'm thinking we should do, like, a Sammy Sage party.
Yeah.
Have our girls. We should do a fun party with all the girls from the webcam show one night. Like, have all the girls that we've had on the show. Oh, my Lanta. Okay, I just
that
had
would
a
be
thought.
Awesome.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
We got a full year to plan for it. Daisy, thank you, honey bunny, for calling in. I absolutely adore your cute, sexy ass and your sweet innocence that you try to, you know, portray, but we know.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
It was a lot of fun.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yay.
And for anybody out there that wants to try camming, definitely give it a try. You'll have nothing to lose.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that the truth?
You can be your own boss, make your own schedule however you want, do whatever the hell you want in your shows. And I just love having that total control. I'm sure everybody else would love total control.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I do love having total control for sure. Oh, my goodness. Love it, love it. That is awesome. And just say, any yumminess that you can offer to webcam models out there? Because I know you have a fabulous studio.
Sorry?
Such great insight. What can you contribute to these girls?
Like advice?
Oh, no, I was saying to Sage. For Sage's studio.
Oh, okay. I was like, what studio? I want a studio.
I mean, you're cute.
Blonde moment.
And that's okay to have blonde moments. Right, Sammy?
Oh, my God. We have blonde moments every 69 seconds.
I say for all the girls that want to do it, I agree with her, give it a try. You have nothing to lose. Be open-minded. Be intrigued. You'll have a blast.
I've had friends who tried it and it wasn't for them, and at least now they know. It's not for everybody, but definitely give it a try. You might just love it.
Yep.
You are so right when it comes to girls, because I've had girls that I have hooked up in the webcam industry, and they tried it, and they're like, whoa. Okay, I just came from the corporate world, and I got asked to fuck my vagina, and I don't even own any toys.
Pretty much. Well, my friend calls me up, and she asks me, what does DP mean? I'm like, seriously? You don't know what DP is? Maybe you should be doing this.
Okay, but here's a good one for you girls out there. If you don't know what CEI is and a guy turns on his webcam, you better be prepared, because that motherfucker's going to eat his cum.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. I had three of them
today. That's my favorite. Didn't know about that until I started camming.
Me too.
Didn't know that even existed.
But I know most men don't want to kiss you afterwards.
Oh, my God.
Lord.
That is so freaking hilarious. I absolutely love it. You know, we could go on for, like, another full hour about all these little things that we have with camming, like the STH, the CEI, the JOI. Like, there's so many people that could be listening right now, and they're like, what is that? What is that?
Like, pique their interest to look it up.
Right.
Once you've seen it, it can't be unseen.
Oh, boy. Not that it can't be unseen, but it can't be undone.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I saw three guys today doing, you know, their yummy cum moment with the and it was fabulous. I actually, you know, I know a lot of people get turned off by the cum eating instruction, which is what it is, but this is how I look at it. If I'm going to taste it, you're going to fucking taste it.
Yeah,
that's my whole thing.
That's a great theory.
You're
that.
Tasting it. And I always ask, after one of my sex monsters has their fun time and they eat their cum, I always ask them, is it salty or not? And nine times out of ten, they say yes. I'm like, baby doll, you need to eat more fruit. I'm like, you need to make that cum taste yummy. You need more pineapples. You need more apples. You need, like, those yummy, yummy
mango
fruit to get, yes, definitely mangoes. To get rid of
it's
that
hard to get a man to eat fruit. They think it's rabbit food. They want their steak.
Yeah, but you know what? But the thing is, if you teach a man that fruit is going to get you more pussy, they're going to eat it.
Yep.
The more sweet,
power of the pussy.
The more meat.
Yep.
The more sweet, the more meat.
There you go. Your new motto.
Eat more sweet, get more meat. It's all about the sweet. About the sweet. More.
Oh, too funny.
Oh, my Lanta. Sage, stage, you know.
My mouth hurts from smiling.
That's good. Okay, Sage Montana, take it away with all your shout-outs there, girlfriend, because our show is about to come to an end.
All right, guys, you can find me on Twitter at SageMontana1, on Instagram at SageInVegas, or you can check me out on Cam at SageMontana.CamModels.com. And I want to give a shout-out to one of my models, Miss Black Rainbow, who is live right now, and she's a sexy, tiny little Asian petite submissive girl looking for her daddy. So, guys, go get her.
I love her. I just want to cut in. I love that chick. She's the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen. I want to put her in my pocket and take her home.
Yes. She's like my great friend. She's awesome. She happens to work in my studio, so she's awesome.
I love that
Sage,
chick.
We
that's
need to
cool.
Get her show.
I will.
Show.
That's easy. We can do that.
Okay,
definitely.
Because I got dates open for April, so the rest of March.
Okay, great.
But let's put her on. Yeah. Yay.
Okay.
Perfect. I love it. And then you guys can all follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. And also you can find me on Cam at Sammy_Brooks, .cammodels.com on StreamMate. And then I also have a feature show coming up this Sunday evening, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Cam Model, or not Cam Models, what the fuck is it called? CamCity.com. I know, right? Like, that's really bad, but whatever is what it is. So you can find me at CamCity.com this Sunday evening, and it's a free-for-all. I show everything. It's yummy. It's fun. You won't be disappointed. I'm doing everything. And then also, all of you models, which these two lovely models I have right now, make sure you go and you vote for us girls on AdultWebcamAwards.com. I am already up for Best MILF Award, but you've got these two girls right here. You got Sage Montana, you got Daisy Destin, and follow them at AdultCamAwards on Twitter, and you can vote for your favorite freaking cam model in all these different genres that you love so much. You go and you vote for us sexy cam models, because 2016 January in Vegas, they will be there, and us girls will be there. Nice to meet you. Yay! And as for that, us girls are out. I want to thank you, Daisy, so
yes,
fabulously
you.
Much taking your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Sage. Oh, I love you, Mom.
I love you.
Oh. Yes, sis. So I'm going to call you tomorrow, Sage. I'm going to call you tomorrow about the chica for the show. All right, everybody, we're out, and we will talk to you next Thursday. And next Thursday evening on our show, we will have the fabulously sexy, shy, very, very shy, Gia Lynn will be on our show next Thursday evening. So stay tuned for that one. And Daisy, I love you, baby doll, and we will talk to you all soon. Everybody, we're ending the show with Miss Maya singing Superwoman. Okay, we're out. Until next
Bye.
Thursday.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
I've never been the type to give up. I pull myself back up. Learn to save the day with the world on my shoulders. No matter what, I'ma always find a way. If I gotta kick down doors, I'ma break them down to the floor like no other. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. And no matter what they think, I'ma always hold it down, bring it. I'm more than just a
much more than what you think you say. I'm a super, super woman. I'm more than just a pretty face. I'm more than just a bang and black day. Much more than what you think of me. I'm a super, super woman. I'm gonna go hard in the pain. I throw the S on my chest. Never walk away from the rain till it's over. Hit him with a left hook and a right one. Till I'm the last one left. Never ever judge a book by its cover. No matter what they see, there's more than meets the eye, so much more. But I do it like I own it. Grinding every day like a hustler on the corner. But I ain't pushing weight, no, I'm moving something total. Like the girl in the diner. Single mom on her own with nobody else behind her. College girl, finding time for assignment. See them all in me, I do it for the deepest. And I'm just beginning. Never gonna stop till I cross that finish. All they wanna see is the thickness. But soon they gon' all be a witness. R&B princess, CEO. Step on your head.